Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus, the Plus feed with all of the Jay and Jack goodness, like Jay and Jack TV, the Fringe podcast with Jay and Jack, Downton Abbey podcast, Married Man Show, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and more. All at jayandjacktv.com for only $2.99 a month, and that's cheaper than Jack. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. Jack's half alive, and I'm fully alive. That's right. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
But to be fair, isn't half of me better than a full you?
Maybe at least a full me.
Full you?
Half of you is like
half of me is a full you. Fool me once.
So I come over to record today and you're dying, apparently.
I was just you know,
am I witnessing my father's death right now?
I said, I'm good. I just was like couldn't start coughing and then
couldn't stop coughing.
Well, the other day watching the Golden Globes, I started coughing. I jumped up and couldn't breathe. And kind of got blacked out and
what?
Ran into the wall.
You need to go to the doctor.
And your mom's like going, she thought I was, because I like to joke around. I'll joke around sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Think like I'm dying.
You will.
I just like slammed into the wall. She thought I was just joking. She goes, you're just being a drama queen.
Oh my gosh. So you tell me you blacked out?
I just got lightheaded and just couldn't focus. You know how you jump?
Sure.
I think it's from coughing and I got the phlegm was
yeah, I know,
in my
science.
Throat. And I jumped up. I was like, and I was like, and all of a sudden I got lightheaded and just kind of fell into the wall. The wall broke my fall. But I feel good now.
You need to go to a doctor.
Doctor?
Yes. Quit being such a Glatfelter and go to the doctor.
I don't like... My dad goes to the doctor.
Yeah, your dad, but your great-grandfather, why did he die?
Because he didn't go to the doctor.
Because he didn't go to the doctor. He was having a heart attack.
And he was happy. He was happy.
Was it? He had like a heart attack and didn't go to the doctor, and the next day he died or whatever?
I don't think... Was it a heart attack or is He was like a blood. It was a.
It was something.
He had high blood pressure, and he didn't take care of that, and he had like a stroke out. He had a temper, a little angry, a little stressed.
Anyway, I think you have walking pneumonia. I'm going to WebMD your condition right now. I think you have pneumonia,
but I don't feel sick.
You're in no condition to podcast.
You know, I felt great, and then I ripped those six games.
I'm not going to pull Mike Shanahan and let you play. Okay.
I think I can do it. I think I can do it. I still got two more. I got the live podcast, Married Man Show at
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Who picked that time? That's terrible.
Well, what are you going to do?
You got to do it when people are off work.
Last week we tested it and 19 people showed, popped up.
19 people. That's how low the Married Man has gone. 19 people.
But in like 3 minutes, I just put it on there. I just put it on our Facebook page. Hey, I'm doing a test. Can someone come on here and see if you can hear? Boom, 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 boom. All these people popped up. So
okay, all right.
I don't want to do podcasting at 12 o'clock at night.
Hey, it's fine.
I got warm taffy. Another factor is warm taffy, Mr. Cheerful, who wasn't cheerful.
Did he break up with his girlfriend or something?
No, I don't. He was in a bad mood on Saturday.
Really?
He was just, I come walking in. I ref 5 games in the morning. I had to come back in the afternoon. You know, evening, hey, what's going on? What's going on, Dale?
That was the exact response?
Basically, that's all I heard. I'm like going, let's see. I got to go on the ice and get yelled at. I'm not going to listen to you. That was my response to basically to him. I walked away.
Yeah. Well, I had a fun day on Saturday. We got some new furniture on Saturday. I hear you got some new furniture as well. But
I saw that. I saw Colleen tweeted a picture of you in a U-Haul. I'm like, a U-Haul? I go, oh, he's coming over to get his crap. I was so excited. I kept I sat there and waited on the porch for you for like an hour. And I'm like going, maybe until I got sick because it started snowing.
Okay.
And I was getting really cold. I didn't have a jacket.
Sure, sure.
You know, because it was snowing on Raleigh. Did you guys get snow on Saturday?
No, because it was actually like 70 and really nice.
Really
I think you're thinking of L.A. L.A. was actually
on the north side of Raleigh. It was really cold. Really cold.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys were over for our Christmas party, which was like December 15th. Shortly before that.
Yeah, we finally used our Carrabba's card. We won.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Very nice. Good for you.
It was nice.
Bastard. Our couch broke, the one that we have. Like, Colleen got it at IKEA years ago when she first got an apartment in New York. So
I like the leaning couch.
So it was just sinking in, and it was getting worse, and it was just sagging.
Now, what started the sagging? Was it you?
No, so the beam under it, because it's like a wood beam, and it has like little metal supports.
Right.
So that the front wood beam just snapped in.
So it's just the whole thing would just start sinking because yeah. there was no support to hold it up.
Yeah, kind of like our bed.
Kind of like that. Yeah. And for those that know my wife, she's very sentimental. She doesn't like to let go of things. She doesn't like change.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're blaming your wife for this stuff?
I have a different case where I can't let go of like stupid little... But Colleen's similar in that way.
You save everything.
I know, but in terms of furniture, I'm like, let's get new furniture.
I'm telling you right now, if Hoarders is still on 3 years, 30 years from now, we'll probably see you and Colleen on it. Hey, there's our cat.
But I think she was... I think it got to, okay, we need a new couch. This thing is just, we can't even sit in it anymore.
I got to be honest with you. I got to throw the challenge flag.
Sure.
I don't get the cinema. It's a couch.
You know, maybe she bought it when she moved out of New York. You know, she had it before we started dating, and we've had it this whole time.
I guess I'm just heartless.
So she has the same thing for the Papasan, too. Like, she doesn't want to get rid of the Papasan. I hate that thing. We're getting rid of it because we got something to replace both of them. So I'm really excited.
I'm just not attached. I look at furniture, I go, you know,
I'm the same way with furniture. It's furniture.
It's furniture. It's like I said, this desk right here for our podcasting, our first desk we actually got for podcasting. If we got a new desk tomorrow, I'd be okay. Let's get rid of it because this thing's kind of sagging, and it wasn't the right desk.
I wonder why it's sagging. Your feet are up in the middle of it.
Well, I got to be comfortable on podcasting. But you know, it just was like, well, like this computer over here you brought because we have to. It has stuff on here that you got to take off. But it's still it'll sit there for 10 years with you not doing anything to it.
Precisely. But see, that's so. I'm sentimental on, you know. If you ever see my man cave, I got a lot of toys.
I save certain magazines. I have a lot of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues because they meant something to me.
I wonder why.
I have saved a lot of, but I did throw a lot of them away.
Mm-hmm. But where the tough thing comes in with furniture is, you know, we're both pretty cheap. Colleen's cheaper than I am, but I'm, you know, I'm a bit cheap as well. So we've gone looking at furniture before. We've kind of made the threats to get new furniture before, but we've never done it. But now we're forced. Our hand has been forced to get new furniture.
Now, were you in the decision, or you know, the process of actually picking the furniture?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm like, whatever.
See, I guess for me, like, I'm very, I don't want to say style focused, but in terms of design and stuff like that, it has to look a certain way.
Well, you know, I could offer an opinion,
uh-huh.
but it's just going to be.
I mean, and Colleen puts up a lot, but you know, working at Apple, it's made me very design focused in the way things are, how it's laid out, the flow of a room. It's made me very anal like that.
You know, my flow of the room. Where's the TV? Where's the remote? Is anyone blocking my view?
Yeah,
cool.
So working at Apple has definitely made me very.
I can't wait for next football season because I got a bigger TV.
But her boss made the suggestion to go to this it was like Home Comfort Rooms, whatever clearance. And for those in Raleigh, the big like the furniture, because there's always like a furniture area of a town or whatever, like a street with a bunch of different furniture stores.
Yeah, kind of like a car place, you know, or it's a place that has miles of cars.
Exactly. So for us, it's Glenwood Avenue. So if you go down Glenwood Avenue, there's just plenty of just different furniture places along the way. And one of them there is this place where they have clearance furniture from some of the other places in the area. So it's brand new furniture for significantly cheaper prices. So we're like, oh, let's check out this place and see how it is. And
what's it called?
I think it's Home Goods Clearance Furniture.
Okay. We need to get a dresser.
And we go in, and when you pull up to it, it doesn't look good. It looks kind of sketchy. You know that bedrooms, living rooms, dinettes. Oh yeah, like just a warehouse thing. That's what it reminded me of. I started singing that as we walked up to it. And we go in, and it's dead. There's nobody in there, but just sprawling furniture, just like couches, sofas. Love seats, beds, dining room tables, armoires, just like a whole bunch of stuff.
Some people clinging on to them because it was they're so attached to it that they didn't want to.
I mean, it's all like new stock stuff. But so we walk around and really we're not seeing too much that we really like, but there's some that we do like. There's some sleeper sofas because we were thinking maybe sleeper sofa because we have family that comes and visits. So it'd be nice to have a bed to be able to pull out and that kind of stuff.
Those eventually just I don't like them.
You ever had a sleep? We've never had a sleeper sofa.
I've had sleeper sofas. Yeah,
we've never had a sleeper sofa.
I've had them in my house. Yes, I've had them
before I was around.
So,
what kind of sleeper sofa did you have as a 20-something year old?
I don't know. I remember having them, and I remember just being a pain in the neck to push back in or whatever.
Maybe they've come a long way in 30 years. You know, you
maybe the
know.
Technology wasn't there. You get stuck, you all, oh, you stupid piece of crap. I'm not attached to you at all. Get out the window.
So we found a couple. We found a couple we like, and the prices are very reasonable. Like a nice sleeper sofa.
Maybe I'm thinking hotels.
Maybe I don't know.
What it is.
For $600.
Yeah.
Usually it's like $1,000 or whatever. So we look around and we find this set that's actually a sofa love seat and slashed off the price like $1,200 and it was $600. So we're like, it looks pretty good, but like we weren't ready to make the deal then. But the way I looked around, there's nobody and there's just like 8 salesmen just kind of sitting around looking around.
Waiting
like,
for you. So now you know that you can make a deal.
That's my thought process. And you know me, I'm a haggler. I like to haggle.
I think if I did, you know what would be a great video if I didn't know you and you came and haggled, because I don't haggle with people,
mm-hmm.
that just you going on and on, I'd be just looking at you.
Yeah.
I get to a certain point and I go, that's the price.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, and because your mom gets mad at me because I'll just, at work, I just, people like, I go.
What is the difference? Like things like an admission to an ice rink,
I'm not Monty Hall. I've said this before.
But furniture, when you purchase like a big thing, there should be some wiggle room. So
your mom haggled on stuff. I just go, yeah, whatever she wants, I don't care.
And again, this set was $600, well within our, you know, budget that we could afford. But it's not even about the actual cost of it. It's just about, you know, trying to get some extra money off of it.
Here, I'm already thinking ahead. You and Colleen bought your first couch together.
Mm-hmm.
This thing will be with you for your remainder of your life.
It's possible.
Like she couldn't get rid of the couch that was she bought when she moved down here or whatever she did.
No, this was when she got her first apartment in New York.
So how is she going to part with the couch that you guys both bought together?
Again, we'll get there in 10 years probably when this thing's
to me medicine. I'm looking at it go, it's a couch. Yeah, it's a couch.
So like, you know,
it's not like a kid or something.
Yeah. So like let's wait today. We'll come back in tomorrow. And let's look at some other places just to kind of get an idea of what's out there. We really like this.
Yeah,
we did that
with the bed.
So we went to some other places and just the prices weren't even close. Like anything remotely close to that was $900, $1,000. So the next day I was like, but we weren't really 100% sure if we wanted to jump on it again because we're really cheap. We like to take our time with things. And but I guess Colleen, she went to the gym. She came back. I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get it today. I'm like, all right, well, let's go.
Well, she probably ended up watching The Mentalist, and that got her in the mood to buy a couch.
Can I talk about her Mentalist obsession? I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, she was talking about it last week on Fringe. It just,
I was like, you know what? This is just your first step to becoming an old lady. You're watching The Mentalist. Next thing I know, I'm going to come home with like 8 cats.
Well, we got how many cats we got here? And that's what kills me. Your mom wants to get new furniture because we have covers over our furniture. Because uh-huh. Why? The cats have clawed the furniture, and she goes, I go, we're not getting a new couch.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you keep adding cats. I go, why do we? Why?
The math isn't equaling out here.
I said, that's why I said all scratch pads should be designed as furniture.
So I wanted to bring in cash to haggle with because I like, if I'm going to haggle some, I want to be able to put the cash down on it.
You think that really works?
Because it's money that's right there. There's no financing
you have
to do.
You're not paying someone under the table. I mean, it's just like.
No, but in terms of making a sale, it depends on the type of environment, but making a sale, if you're there with cash in hand,
now,
ready to buy
it. The salesman, when he's explaining things, was it stuff that you actually knew? I know when they talk about different things, you look at him like going, I have no idea. Is it a couch? Can I sit on it? Is it comfortable?
No, honestly, like the sales staff is pretty just like, this is what it is. Do you want it? Like they weren't even that.
It's like when we were getting a minivan years ago, and the guy kept saying it's an Eddie Bauer. Was it Eddie Bauer? Was that the name?
Yeah.
And I finally, he kept going, it's an Eddie Bauer. I finally said to him, I go, who's Eddie Bauer? And he goes, no one's asked me that before. I don't know.
Old Eddie Bauer Fords were like, they were just a luxury because they had like leather seats and all that kind of stuff.
I know, but he couldn't tell me what. I finally said, who's Eddie Bauer?
Yeah.
He goes,
There honestly wasn't that much of that. So we go and I was like, Colleen's like, don't say we want anything. We're looking around. We're not 100% committed, yada, 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 so that we have the upper hand in terms of negotiations.
We're thinking about renting a couch first. See if we like it.
So we settle on
it's
it,
like
and
like
you know that's where I'm just like, you know what? So it's six. So we get down because it's actually $650. They take $50 off for some coupon thing or something like that. So I was like, so I already took $50 off. I was like, And I was like, you know, what do you think about, you know, $500 cash for the two? He's like, well, you know, it's the manager likes to keep pretty much you know, on par there. And I was like, well, it's just really we have a budget, you know. So it's we went back and forth on the price and
I'm cheap.
So we kept going, and he left, and he went, you know, to go talk to the, you know, and do the thing.
It's just like buying a car.
Well, yeah, because you're trying to get a price.
It's a couch.
So
I hate people.
Needless to say,
I hate people.
They wouldn't budge on the price, which kind of whatever. I get it. It's already marked off like $400. He doesn't want to go much more. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Taking away the fun of it for me. but then it was like, all right, so $600 after tax. You're like $640. Whatever. We can handle it. But then for the shipping, they wanted $100 for shipping.
We got the shipping reduced on our bed.
And they wouldn't budge on the shipping either. I was like, well, I guess this is where you make your difference in money. But then I was like, and Colleen was like, well, you know, let's check U-Haul. I was like, it's $19 to rent a U-Haul cargo van. We can just rent the van, go pick it up, and, you know, ship it ourselves for $20. So that's what we decided to do. We buy
it. Plus gas.
Plus, guys, I mean, honestly, altogether, that came up to like $30.
Plus, you have to carry it up the stairs by yourself.
Well, that was the difficult part. So, we make the decision to do all of that. I'm like, well, Colin, are you sure you can help and handle, you know, moving this couch up to the thing? Because it's going to be heavy. It's like, you know, I've been working out. My arms are strong.
Was the mentalist on? That's the problem. If the mentalist on, she can't.
Distracted.
Yeah.
So, we go there. We go out to the thing. We put it in the cargo van. We get it there to the house. And It was honestly a near disaster trying to get this couch up to the apartment.
Why didn't you call me? I was home.
I don't know. Like, I think we were having an adventure. We were having a good time. We got the couch, and
you kids are crazy.
Yeah,
you kids are wild. It's your first time in the big city. You're like Andy and Opie and Aunt B coming to the big city, Raleigh.
So. So we take up and just. I mean, there's a certain art to moving furniture. You have to. There's a bit of grunt work you have to do. You just kind of have to, like, just, I don't know, I don't want to call it man strength, but just that, you just have to kind of buck
you
up.
You have to go, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance you could get slammed up against the wall. There's a chance you can get injured. I mean, there's things that are going
to
happen.
So just trying to get it off the thing, I knew it was a disaster because she dropped it the second we tried to take it out of the van.
Did you yell at her?
No, I didn't yell. I kept trying to give her advice because with furniture, you want to kind of put your arms out and use your chest to kind of really hold it and kind of move it along. So you use your chest, your back, and your upper body and your legs to kind of move it along. She was doing this, like just having one hand underneath and trying to level it out with the top. I was just like, you have no strength with it. It kept falling over on the side. And so we have like, we're on the third floor, so we had a bunch of stairs.
Yeah.
It was just a disaster. We kept trying to level it out, going through the middle.
See, being cheap is not, see, to me, it's not worth the aggravation.
We saved $80. It was well worth $80.
My first thought would have been, let's see, we're on the third floor. I got all these stairs. I got my wife helping me. Yeah, what's the shipping? Okay, do it. You're gonna take the old one with you, and you're gonna bring the new one in. Do it.
Because we saved $80, so it was well worth
it. It's not worth the aggravation.
It was.
It's not worth the aggravation.
That aggravation was, well, if it was like $20, no. But $80?
It's not worth the aggravation.
That's a steak dinner.
It's not worth the aggravation. You're losing years off your life getting stressed out just putting a couch in.
Says the man dying of emphysema.
Well, it happened.
But,
you know why? I'll tell you why later on.
So we pivoted. And then the last set of stairs, I was just like, all right, I'm just please just lift it above up the stairs enough so I can just start pushing this thing up the stairs. So eventually we get it in there. I'm dying of sweat, and we shove it in the house, and we get it in there, and we're good to go. So that was that. So then Colleen's in the mood to get new stuff now. So like we've been wanting to get this accent cabinet for the kitchen because we still have stuff from the wedding that we haven't opened from our boxes. We have nowhere to put it. So like we wanted to get this cabinet. So we go with Cliff, and we get it. It looks nice, but this thing was hell to put together. It was all screws. It was all screws to put it together. There was no anything that was easy. It was all little itty-bitty screws the size of a penny, and there was 28 of them just for the back alone. And you have to like force and screw it in so that it gets in.
Did you get one of those little wrist screwdrivers, the little twist ones?
No, I could have used one because this thing was hell.
I bought new ones.
The directions were terrible.
I have a one for smaller screws and one for bigger
screws. So this thing has, you know, the sliding cabinet or the opening cabinet doors. Well, the way it was, and I put it together and I realized, oh, wait, I did it upside down. So then I had to take it all apart, put it back together. So I did all that and put it back together. I had to,
rookie mistake.
I had to have Colleen hold it so I could get the screws in right, because right. that they're lined up. So we do all that. We get it back together. And then I see, oh, wait, the magnets are on the bottom instead of on the top where the latch is supposed to hold together. So I was like, God dang. You know, I was cursing up a storm. So then I was like, screw it. So I just unscrewed the magnet things and like shoved them in and screwed them into the top because I wasn't taking apart the doors again. So we finally get it together. But God, I mean, it looks nice, but that thing was hell. Target furniture sucks.
Yeah, I bought... recently bought a couple of things at Target. I bought the little thing, little fireplace thing we had, that TV stand. Yeah. That took me probably about 45 minutes to put together.
Okay.
The directions were so simple. And plus, I've been buying the tools. I have my own Allen wrench set.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. And I had all these different tools.
Yeah.
But the directions were so... everything was marked clearly. Mm-hmm. Every individual screw or anything bolt had its own little... bag for it. It was marked clearly. Uh-huh. It was no guessing game on that. So we go get a dresser. We're getting a dresser for your sister.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't had a dresser in there. And, you know,
yeah.
We're remodeling every room.
Sure.
And so we go Thursday and I don't think it's going to fit in your car.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to fit in her car. She's like, oh, I don't fit in her. Because a couple of weeks ago we bought the TV.
Yeah.
It was too big. We had to call your sister. It still didn't fit in her car. We had to take it out of the box. And I had to sit in the back seat with the TV saying, okay, don't. When she was tailgating that car, I said, look, you tailgate that car, you're going to stop really quick. The only thing keeping me from going through the window is this TV. I'm going to go through the TV first, then the window. Stop tailgating the car.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like you telling me how to drive because she's right on the bumper of the car. Why are you on their bumper?
Well, if you see her car and all the dents, it makes
sense.
Yeah,
she's just a...
Bad driver.
There, I said it. Anyway, so we get this thing, and it weighs a ton. I'm trying to pick it up and put it in a Target basket.
Was this a team lift? Because the Target ones, they have a little thing, team lift on there.
It was team lift, but there was no team. I mean, it was me. I said, okay, you need to hold the basket.
Yeah.
And she couldn't hold the basket. So then I said, okay, I'm getting a little frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, put the basket up against the shelves.
Uh-huh.
I go, hold the basket and just on the side. So I picked it up, got it in, and flipped it over and got it in the basket.
Okay.
So this thing, it just weighs a ton. I mean, it's just heavy. So then I go, this is not going to fit in your car. Oh, it'll fit in your car. It'll slide. So we had to put it over the seat, and it kind of ruined her seat a little bit. And I'm like going, I told you before we bought it. I said it wasn't going to fit in your car. So, of course, it's my fault.
Uh-huh.
The things are going.
What did you, like, put the seats down from the trunk and try to do it from the trunk in? Or
They don't go down. It only will have a little opening in the middle. It's not made to carry stuff. This car is not made
It's a BMW 3 Series. It's not made to carry. It's not a luggage hauler.
So I'm putting it across the thing. Because that's why she keeps going, you need to get a truck with your next car. And we're still arguing what kind of car I'm going to get.
Just get a hatchback. My hatchback, the seats fold down. It's tons of room on the top. Yeah, it's small and economical.
So I'm just going, I said, I don't want a truck. Mm-hmm. I don't want a big truck. I don't want, because gas prices are not going to go down.
No.
They're just going to keep going up. And so anyway, so we get it. I'm not even sitting in it. I'm sitting kind of on the seat with up. I'm said, I have no seat, but I go, hopefully a cop doesn't pull us over.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get the thing home. I go, well, there's no way she's going to be able to help me carry it up the stairs.
Yeah.
There's just no way. So,
I mean, I had to help with the fireplace.
Yeah, and the fireplace was heavy, too.
It was, yeah.
But I paid for shipping on that one because there's no way it was going to fit in any car that I own. So what I did is I just opened up the box in the driveway and carried the pieces all up one by one. So I lay everything out.
Uh-huh.
I get the directions. I go, nothing is marked. Nothing, nothing is, nothing has, you know, it's like, it says on the thing, BB... AA.
Yeah, yeah, the same thing. It has like the alphabet
nothing,
system on it.
Nothing is marked. Nothing. And I go, so I get the parts. It's all, you know how it's all the things are just thrown in one big bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, so I pour them out. I had to figure out what every screw was,
what every bolt was,
everything. And so now I'm putting it together and I'm taking my time. And the drawers were different than any, they were just different.
Yeah.
And then, because I put it together before. And
sure.
I'm getting kind of frustrated because I get all the drawers. They did the drawers first. I get all six drawers put together.
Mm-hmm.
So then I start working on the frame, and I'm struggling because the directions suck.
Yeah,
I'm like going. I'm looking at the pictures, and I'm like going, well, "Is this it?"
Mm-hmm.
So after time, my wife, can I help you? No, I'll let you know when you can help me. She's watching TV. First, we were watching the Westwing, and I'm kind of enjoying that. But then she has to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Ugh.
So I finally need her help.
Yeah.
And so she's not paying attention. She's mm-hmm. and she's doing it wrong. I go, look, either stop watching that crappy show and help me, or just stop asking me for help.
Yeah,
if,
yeah.
If you need, and she just kind of looked at me. So now I'm getting mad because she's, uh-huh. she's not. Well, I'm trying. I go, no, you're not. You're watching that crappy show. New technology, you can hit pause. You know what? You can watch next week's show, and it'll be the same thing that's happening this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Grey's Anatomy fan. The show's terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. So I'm watching. So I'm mad anyway.
Yeah.
So it took me 4.5 hours to put this thing together. Well, then I get the drawers, and I go, what the heck? How did the drawers go? But it took me like 30, and the screws were so, I had to get a flashlight out. My eyes are bad anyway.
Yeah.
Get a flashlight out and figure out how to get this into the little hole, but finally it's all put together.
Yeah.
4.5 hours.
Ugh.
Because the directions... And everything was just, I said, you know what? I wish I had money to buy furniture that was already made. This is ridiculous. It's nice.
Well, if I could suggest that Home Goods, whatever place, really reasonable furniture. They had a nice queen bed with, the wood where it kind of scrolls up and everything. $299 for the frame.
Really? Because we need a frame for our bed. We got the bed, but we got...
Yeah, they got frames there. Nice wood frames, too.
We need the headboard and stuff.
Yeah, this was like the headboard and the... It was really nice, but Colleen's worried about it because she's worried the cat won't be able to jump up on the bed at that point. I'm like,
You see how high our bed is?
Mm-hmm.
Little Minnie the Moocher, the new cat we have,
uh-huh.
can jump up on that bed.
That's what I'm saying. The cat, because it's, the beds where it comes up in front of the bed and kind of just scrolls. Yeah. She's like, well, she won't be able to jump from the front. I was like, well, there is sides to the bed.
And now I actually had to smack Ledger a little on the bottom there because
uh-huh.
he's clawing on the bed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Stop clawing on the bed.
Zoe knows it's a immediate Nerf gun in the face policy if you scratch the new furniture.
Is it working?
She hasn't even come close to touching because we have the scratching post that we put.
Our cats don't use it.
Well, we've kind of trained it. We put it near the couch, so she goes up to the scratching post when she wants to stretch. So she hasn't touched the couch.
I come downstairs. I got one cat claw on this chair. One clack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going. I just shake my head. Mm-hmm. Like when we got the leather chairs and leather couch, and the cats just went. Ripped it to shreds. I go, well, that was smart. I'm glad we got this leather.
So yeah, there was nice leather couches. I was like, nope, we can't have those.
You can't. Mm-mm. You have cats.
Yep. Plus leather is just like over time it dries out and it just starts splitting it. Like, I don't know. Leather couches.
It looks nice at first.
It does, but it never.
I don't know. I don't find it very comfortable.
No.
I mean, I used to sit on the floor
because mm-hmm.
our floor, the carpet we had in that one place was more comfortable than the chair itself.
But there was couches there like with the cup holders in them. I was just like, I think the only time you could buy a couch like that is like if it's for a man cave or a den.
Yeah,
or something.
Because your kids are gonna spill.
But spill just it looks kind of, I don't know, it looks tacky.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't want that in my living room. You know what I mean?
But we had that.
But it came down, so you could hide.
You could hide it.
This was just like they were like I think they were made specifically for like a game room or something. It was like they came around like that and they just had cup holders in them, and so I was like, this just looks kind of chintzy.
Yeah, it just. Yeah, I'm just sick of furniture.
But I decided, though, Colleen is, for my birthday, she's going to get me a couch for the man cave that has a sleeper in it. So
you can sleep in there when you're in trouble?
Well, no, so, because the futon we have is just, it's, the problem with futons, at least Walmart futon that we got, is the mattress is just thin now. Yeah. So it's just, you sit on bars now, essentially.
Which is comfortable.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
So we're going to get the sleeper in there so we can pull that out when friends come to visit or family comes to visit. And it'll be a nice regular couch when they aren't there that I can lay on.
And sleep and watch TV and mm-hmm. relax.
Exactly. So that'll be my birthday present.
I tell you, we got the Genie TV. Have you seen the commercials for Genie TV? You haven't seen the DirecTV Genie commercials?
No.
It's very funny. You haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
At first, the guy, he's at the dentist, his mouth is wide open, and he goes... Something goes, I can't think of anything worse than, because they're talking about cable, how they can't only watch so many shows. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything worse than that. And the dentist sneezes in his face with his mouth wide open. it's really funny. And then the next guy's at the zoo and a turtle bites his finger. And it's very funny. But we got but the problem is I did lose all the stuff on my old DVR. Serenity.
And well, I think Serenity's on Netflix.
I know, but the last two episodes of Damages, we used to love Damages. We had two episodes ago, the final, and got tired of it.
Really?
I don't even know what happened. just kind of gave up on it. It's like, I had no desire to finish it.
One day we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Glenn Close. I like you, but it just, it was boring.
I haven't seen any new movies yet. Colleen and I keep saying, like, we're going to go to the movies.
We're going to go see the Zero.
Same here. Zero Dark. We're going tonight after she's done recording Thursday. So we'll have that to review on the next Ramblecast.
I hope I don't get waterboarded, but I am going to go see it.
I want to see that. I still need to see Lincoln.
Lincoln's excellent. I guess the Django Unchained.
And Django Unchained. I think we'll probably do Zero Dark 30, Django Unchained.
Die Hard's coming out. We got to see that. Oh, the Gangster one got it.
Gangster Squad.
Got a bad review.
Did it?
1.5 stars in People Magazine.
People Magazine's not a real magazine. I don't count
that. But it's still 1.5 stars. They were right about Pennsylvania, 1600 Pennsylvania Penn, whatever it's called.
See, people, though, it's like it's owned by the publicist. So it's like if a publicist wants it to have a good review. They reviewed that Lindsay Lohan, Liz Taylor movie with like 2.5 stars or 3 stars. It said, it's actually pretty good and she does a good job. I'm like, oh, that was a paid for review.
I didn't even watch it.
That was a paid for review.
Paid
for? Sorry, people. You ready to get into some weird news?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
All right, it's weird news time. Titles of weird news stories that I will read out, and Jack will pick the one that we actually read. So first up, cleaner steals train in Sweden, crashes into house.
Wait, a cleaner?
A cleaner. Steals a train in Sweden.
A train.
A train.
And the train crashes into a house.
Crashes it into a house.
Where was the house?
I'm just telling you the title of the news article.
All right, okay.
18 human heads shipped from Rome stuck at O'Hare.
Couldn't get ahead. Right?
Got a little Jungle Cruise jokes.
18 heads?
18 human heads.
Human heads. They're just the heads?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rest of the bodies?
Again, I'm just telling you the news titles. If you
can imagine 18 heads being delayed in at an airport, how cranky they'd be. I have a headache.
Explosive hoaxers to apologize to each jet passenger.
Wow. Is there a way we can do all three? This is the best you've come up with in a long time.
You got to pick one.
How?
Dead air.
I know it's tough. Let's go with the 18 heads.
18 human heads?
Yeah.
My new band name. All right. Authorities at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport are holding up a shipment of 18 human heads meant to be used in anatomical research at a facility in Chicago suburbs.
This is boring.
The heads arrived from Rome just before Christmas, and officials initially said an issue with paperwork caused the holdup. But a newspaper reported Tuesday that authorities stopped the shipment from going through because it was headed to a facility that is under investigation.
It was headed to a facility?
But the facility is under investigation, so what are they doing with the human heads?
Ah.
According to an anonymous source quoted by the Sun Times, the investigation itself is absolutely not connected to the shipment of the heads. A spokeswoman for the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, Mary Paleologos, told the Associated Press the heads were now being held in containers at the Cook County morgue. Ugh. The heads shipped from a legitimate facility in Italy were properly embalmed, wrapped, and tagged as human specimens.
So people donated their heads.
Yeah. There's no suggestion of foul play, she added. The heads, still covered in skin, were found Monday at the airport. There's no issue with transportation of body parts for medical purposes, Brian Bell, a spokesman with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, told the Sun-Times. There's nothing against the law that says you cannot ship them, provided you have the right documentation. Everybody hears, oh my gosh, you got a box of heads. And everybody thinks it's unheard of, Bell added. It is a potentially legitimate medical shipment. We've seen it at various ports in the nation.
If they're really stupid people, would they be called airheads? No? Nothing?
No.
Anyway, I was thinking it probably was some kind of like paperwork and stuff, because that reminded me of the time I used to own a mailbox setter and shipping to Canada.
Uh-huh.
I remember having someone from Canada calling me. They were holding up the guy said, hey, did you ever mail that package? I go, yeah, I mailed that package.
Yeah.
Shipping or international was always just a pain.
Yeah.
Like to FPOs, APOs. It just was always a headache and, you know, shipping overseas. Well, I shipped this one box and they were holding it up. I go, what are they holding it up for? And they finally, someone from Canada calls me and said, what's in the box? I go, it was videotapes. because you can't ship porn into Canada. At least you couldn't back then.
Yeah.
Because they don't like porn in Canada. So anyway, so I had to say they're Disney tapes.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, how do I know that? I go, open it up. Mm-hmm. And look, I go, watch it. I go, it was Disney. I remember putting it in the box. It was Disney tapes. At least that's what it said on the thing. Mm-hmm. So whole rigmarole in a row. And then also when you're shipping to Canada, back at least back then, this what, 10, 11, 15 years ago,
yeah.
you never declare anything over $40.
Mm-hmm.
Learned that the hard way because anything over that, they tax you for it.
Yeah.
There's a gift tax in Canada. So
well, that's it. There's a gift tax everywhere.
Yeah, but so they would tax you heavily. So you, it's $40. They go, I don't insure for anything more than $40.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth $300. I go, they're going to pay it. You want them to pay a tax on it? No. And I had one I sent, what did I ship? Was it Germany or? It was vitamins that they were shipping over. And they ripped it open because they thought it was drugs and poured the drugs out and just sent the empty container to them. And the person was mad at me.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I didn't have any control over that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, international shipping, just kind of a pain. So I can see where the head would be a problem.
Sure.
Shipping heads.
Shipping heads.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get into the results for
the
verses?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right, it is versus time. We did favorite all survivor of all time.
All time.
Jack and I picked terribly wrong. And
I was close. I was closer than you.
Yeah.
You know what? I completely
forgot. I can't believe I forgot about Boston Rob.
You know, when I saw Boston Rob up there, I went, oh, Boston Rob. He's not one of my... I liked him on the show. I wouldn't say he was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But, that was like a slam dunk.
Yeah.
He's been on it like 80 times.
Yeah. Totally,
was given the championship. The last he was put with the worst people in the world. But anyway, and everything was a puzzle challenge, which he's the best at.
Well, no, it was like an athletic, then finished with a puzzle challenge.
Yeah, so it's like, how's he not winning this? No, but he won easily.
Mm-hmm.
It was 23, and Rupert was second with 11. Richard Hatch and Rob, our good friend Rob, only had 5 votes.
See, but they haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, that's why I would have picked Rob because he's one of my favorites, not just because we know him, but he's one of my favorites. But he, Richard Hatch just got a 6th vote.
There you go. Oh. Boom.
Oh, I voted for him.
Oh.
How did I vote for him?
You had Cesternino for a while.
Yeah, I just clicked it off.
Oh, okay.
I must have just clicked on it by mistake. Russell Hanch, 4 votes. Poverty.
I thought Russell would have more.
Yeah, Ethan, 2 votes. I forgot, Colby, 2. Ozzy, 2. Coach got a vote. I thought maybe Coach had signed up and voted for himself.
I could see that happening.
Ozzy got, like I said, first I said, Ozzy got a vote. Well, my brother-in-law voted for Ozzy.
Uh-huh.
I liked Ozzy on the show, but he's...
he's kind of dumb.
But no, Boston Rob with a landslide. Not even close.
The landslide.
So what does it mean? Because I finished second, do I win?
I mean, you don't win, but you get to pick the next versus.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for that prize.
The people won.
The people won. I forgot all about Boston Rob. And I had the second choice, too. Because you didn't even hesitate. You went, Richard Hatch. Richard
Hatch. Yeah, I thought, again, I'm out of touch.
You're out of touch with the people who are, you just don't care. You know why? Because you don't pay for shipping. You're cheap.
I'm cheap. That's
what I don't get it. To me, it's just,
$80. I mean, come on, that's a lot of money.
It's not worth. Sometimes you got to weigh the aggravation. Is it worth the aggravation?
It was totally worth the aggravation because I'm perfectly fine today, and I'm $80 richer.
I don't know. To me, you had to go get the U-Haul. You had to go pick it up.
It was fun. We had a good time. Yeah.
You kids are crazy. We had a great time. We got a U-Haul. I've driven U-Hauls. I've never had a great time.
Oh, the fun was I thought I was going to die at any time.
Yeah, it's the brakes, you know.
Well, it's one of those cargo vans, so you, and again, I've been used to this finely tuned German, you know, little sport hatch, so it's very grounded, you feel everything, you're in control. This thing, I was kind of guiding it along. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now. I think I'm driving it in the right direction, but it was.
Yeah, I've driven them. They're fun to drive.
Yeah,
it's a fun ride. I mean, I go. Hey, I tell my wife sometimes. Hey, you know the time we used to go, we'd go to Disneyland all the time. I said, you know what, kids, let's just run a U-Haul. Good times, good time.
But
the radio is great. It's AM. It has the old little 5 little buttons there you push. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom.
It had like a smell of like. Cigarettes, and it was just It was an adventure, to say the least. But
that's fun. That's good.
But
time.
it was a big cargo van, so it had like all the metal and it was all metal in the back. So just the two seats, steering wheel, metal van in the back.
Yeah. It's like a school bus. It's a
I felt like I was driving a warehouse because there's an echo in it. So like I talk like Echo,
Charlie,
Colleen, what are you?
Well, I can see why you guys are having a good time. That's fun. to me, it's not worth the aggravation. It's not worth
$80.
It's not worth it. I mean, if you're talking like
that's more money than it takes for Colleen and I to go to have a good time at Conkey, and we love Conkey.
I don't know. You're too cheap.
$80.
It's not worth it.
If it was over ten bucks, what
did you do with the old couch?
We had the cargo van and we dropped it off near the dumpster.
What dumpster?
Our apartment dumpster.
You just left it there?
They picked it up because it's not there anymore.
You're allowed to do that?
We didn't know if we were. We thought we were going to get yelled at for it, but we didn't. Well, not yet. We'll probably still get a letter in the mail.
You'll probably get something in the mail.
But we did it like I don't know, like a dine and dash style. Like we pulled up and dropped it out and like pulled away.
They probably just thought it was someone just using your dumpster. Like at work, we always get the thing where people just dump the stuff at our. Mm-hmm. I go.
Or recently we picked it up. Like there's been times because I had an old Dyson that was just broken. It didn't work anymore. So I put it out there. I was like, whatever. Somebody took it. They swapped it out with their vacuum. Like I drove back out and like there was a different vacuum in the same. I was like, I guess somebody thinks they're getting this great.
When
Dyson
you dropped
vacuum.
It off, did Colleen cry?
No. For some reason, she doesn't have any attachment to electronics. Well, no, she does. Never mind.
I'm not talking about the Dyson. I'm talking about the couch.
I mean, she made her peace. But she's like, I need more time with the Papasan before you throw it away.
I mean, I'm
going to burn it in effigy.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. Days. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. There's just certain things I don't get.
I can't wait till that Papasan is gone. I hate that thing.
That's that round thing, right?
Yeah. Can't sit in it.
I almost fell out of it.
Now we have a love seat, which can actually sit two people, which is nice.
Well, the 70s called. They want that chair back.
Yeah.
Do they even sell those anymore?
Yeah, you can get them at like Pier 1. But the thing is, she wants to like get a storage unit so we could save it. I'm like, what are we saving it for? Just throw it away. It's done.
Look, you cheap guys are going to get a storage unit to sell, you know, and then you won't pay it, and then we'll see you on Storage Wars.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, he quit. Well,
he quit?
He exposed the show as being fake.
I mean, we've known it's fake for a while.
Yeah, but he exposed it. He said it's all fake, and he's suing for wrongful termination or something like that.
Huh.
You didn't know that?
I haven't really been paying attention.
I haven't watched the show. I used to love the show. Now I've just kind of gotten out of it.
Yeah. Now we're thinking about storage units just because we're kind of probably at the limit of what our space issue is with the apartment, so we need a little bit more space to put stuff away.
We used to have one. I can see how people forget to pay because you forget to pay your storage. Mm-hmm. You just forget about it. You get it, like, oh, damn it. And you run over there and have to pay this thing. And finally I go, why do we have the storage unit? So then I put redid that cabinet there and did the thing above. Then they got mad. Because I go, no, you know what? I'm just going to throw most of this stuff away because you know why? I'm not attached to it. It's crap now and be crap 100 years from now.
It is
fun, though, when you're looking. Well, I was looking for that DMV thing for that. I did find some stuff. I was going, wow.
It's amazing. You guys had everything. Like, even down to receipts for, like, ice cream that you bought 20 years ago. But nothing.
Yeah, I had receipts for cars we don't even own anymore. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I know if I had it, I wouldn't have thrown it away.
We didn't talk at all about our DMV experience.
No,
did
we didn't. No, I don't think we did.
You see what I was saying about that lady, though?
Oh, she did everything she could. Well, go ahead and tell the story, I guess.
Well, this whole journey to try and get the title for my old car because I'm trying. Somebody's offered.
I co-signed on it. Well, no,
it's in your name first. So it's
my
in
name
your
first,
name.
So it's like, and I thought
interesting because you're on my car.
Right.
And then I'm on Kayla's car.
Right.
So it's just a mess.
Which in North Carolina, you can't just solve anything quick.
Yeah.
It's just the technology is so far ahead of them. They just it really is. I mean,
yeah.
If I'm saying that and I'm kind of tech challenged, then there's problems.
So to get a duplicate.
And I apologize. Do you have it? I go, yeah, I have it, but I was thinking the one that's in your name.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I had them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew where they were, but it wasn't. There.
So to get a duplicate title, You have to, if it had a lien, you have to get a lien release, and then you have to fill out this paperwork, it has to be notarized, you have to take it in, yada, yada, yada. So figure all that stuff out. But then the problem became the original loan company that I had doesn't exist anymore. So it was Arcadia, then City Financial Auto bought them out, so then it became City Financial Auto, and then City Financial Auto, you know, during the, you know, debt crisis.
Great Depression.
Great Recession. It sold off everything, and it doesn't exist anymore. So how do I get a lien release from a company that doesn't exist anymore? So I found the new company that they sold it to. I said, oh, no, we don't actually keep the records of that. You actually have to go through this thing. And eventually I got through City, and I got an email, just an email that I had to send the request to. Nothing else, no contact or anything. And finally I got an email back from them. They said they were sending it to me, so I got that. Had to get the things notarized. Luckily, my bank's pretty cool. That was quick and easy.
That was easy.
But we get to the DMV, and just the DMV, I, you know, if anybody that's listening works at the DMV, I get it. It's probably a pain in the neck job, but it's just, it seems like people that are there just don't care to help you at all.
No.
And the last time we had to pay titles and tags for the GTI, and she just kind of she was checking her cell phone, kind of not even paying attention. And again, I got this, and I was telling you, I was like, ah, I hope I don't get this one lady.
Well, she was walking around back and forth, yeah, doing everything she could not to wait on the people waiting in line. Yeah. I mean, you could just watch it. It was so obvious. I go, wow, look, she's doing everything she can. I go, is she working?
Yeah.
Is she on break?
Yeah.
Is she just, she's talking to people, she's picking up her phone,
yeah,
she's going rocking around, and we're all standing in line. I'm just going, All right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's cool. I got to go back to work, but that's okay.
Yeah, and I was like, anybody but her, and then we end up getting her.
And she just like, and I'm like going, and she barely, I go,
I don't think she acknowledged your existence except for getting the idea. She looks, I looked at the ID. I don't think she looked at you.
No, I said, I didn't even have to be here. I just gave you my ID.
I could have got some hobo off the street.
Yeah, and said, yeah,
hand him your ID. Like, just give this to this lady.
I'm like, well, cause it worked out, because I got there first.
So yeah, you did.
It did work out. I could get, got
in, you got line. In line, yeah. Yep.
But anyway.
Because I had to run for my lunch break. I had to,
but
jump in the car.
She did. And she's like, okay, yeah, click, and boom. But she, before we, because we were next,
mm-hmm,
she's doing, I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's just stalling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to go away. Eventually, I get it, you know, it is rough waiting on the public.
Yeah.
I get it, but that's your job.
Exactly.
You have to, I mean, I'm not going to go, I've waited in line for 35 minutes,
yeah,
40 minutes, whatever it was. I'm not going to go, okay, she doesn't want to wait on me. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And the other girl was waiting on people.
Yeah.
She was bang, bang, bang. I wouldn't want to work with her.
I know. So I don't know. I just, again, I don't work for the DMV. I don't know the politics behind it, but.
I don't know if it's government jobs, so she's safe. I don't know.
Again,
but she,
yeah,
should be fired.
Yeah.
She does. She is just stealing money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stealing money. She barely acknowledged you.
Yeah.
And probably after we were done, she probably got up and went and got some smoke break or something.
So hopefully it all works out. They're sending the title here, so please, if it gets in,
I'm keeping an eye out for it. That was a pain. I'm looking through stuff. I found my my selective service where I had to sign up when I was 18.
You had that?
I had that. I had my old phone number on there, my social security number on there. It was 714 area code. That's how old it was.
Because
San Diego used to have 7 until Anaheim stole it,
mm-hmm,
or Orange County. So 714, I went, oh, And I love how they say, thank you for registering, like I had a choice. Like I had a choice. I mean, it wasn't the draft, but it was selective,
yeah,
service. If they brought back the draft, I guess I could still eligible. I guess they could still take me, but
mm-hmm,
it's like I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
But I found that. I said, wow, I still have that.
Yeah.
Why do I have this? Why do I have
the memories?
This? I thought it was important to save, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know. But I had everything but that. Old cars that I bought. The van. The Eddie Bauer van.
The Aerostar van you still had?
I had paperwork for that. But I had nothing on your... Nothing. Nothing. I found my 4 birth certificates.
You have 4 of them?
I have 4. Because every time I go to apply for something, they don't accept that birth certificate. Every single time. Like when I had my passport, this is not good. You have to... Because I was applying for Survivor for the first time.
Yeah.
So I was running out of time. I had to overnight it from Pennsylvania to North Carolina because,
mm-hmm,
it didn't have the correct. I have 4 of them. I have 4 birth certificates.
4 birth certificates, but not the one.
When I signed up for Little League for the first time when I was 8,
uh-huh,
they didn't take my birth certificate. For
really?
Little League, it didn't have the raised seal on it. So I still have the original. It was handwritten. you know, back then. This is, yeah. You know, oh, we can't accept this. This kid could be 20 years old. We don't know. Because, you know, I was really large for my age.
Mm-hmm, that was you.
You know, I was, you know, people looked at me and said, is this kid juiced?
Uh-huh.
I'm Danny Amante, you know. But really, I get there were rules. But even back then, so it was 1970.
Yeah.
I was 8. They wouldn't take my birth certificate.
That's...
So I had to get a new birth certificate. And then there was something else I went to go apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't take that, so I had to get another birth certificate. And then, of course, the last one was the passport.
Yeah.
The passport I've never used, and it expires next month. So I have to get a renewal so we can go to Europe.
Yeah, I mean, you better get on that because it takes a while.
I don't think it takes that long to get renewed.
I'd be surprised.
Anyway, so I don't know. I have four. I'll probably have to renew, I'll probably have to get a new birth certificate. Something mm-hmm. about Pennsylvania birth certificates. I have no idea what it is.
They're not good at it? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. So what's our next verses?
I was thinking favorite British TV show of all time. Your favorite British TV show.
Okay.
And we'll decide off the air and then let the people.
So we're going to put it up. Is it going to be one or the other? We're
not. It's going to be one or the other. We're not going to let people go crazy.
Okay.
We're not going to let people go haywire and just go crazy. The best British TV show ever. You have The Office. You have Benny Hill. You have Sherlock.
That's it, man. It's a good one. Well, we'll have to decide off air. You ready for the five?
I'm ready for the five.
All right, here we go.
You're giving me the question.
I'm giving you the questions.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
The five. Questions for Jack, the five. Questions for Jack, what really say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five. Questions for Jack.
Wow. Yeah, I'm cuffed through most of this episode. I'm cured.
Mm-hmm. All right, so today's five will be based off of one of the companies that we talked about today called Target. Target Corporation.
Back to the Golden Globes, what was with those commercials?
I thought they were interesting.
They were interesting, but like your mom and sister were watching when the girl with the ladder with the high heels. I go, she's not really on a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all computer animated.
All right, so Target.
Target. Which is funny because your mom would not go in there. She absolutely hated Target when it first came out.
Target's way more up class than Walmart.
What is now, but it wasn't at the time. Gotcha. Target was, well, because remember that one in El Cajon?
Oh, that one was kind of shady, though.
Yeah.
I mean, everything on El Cajon was kind
of... Yeah, it was, you know, it was the meth capital of the world for the longest time.
It was.
There was a garage blowing up like every week. Fun times.
Target was founded as Dayton Dry Goods in this year.
Dayton Dry... That was 1957.
Incorrect,
1902. So I remember when Target first came out, it took over FedMart,
mm-hmm.
and people boycotted, the unions boycotted it because it wasn't union.
Gotcha. It was also founded in this city and state. This is number two.
I know this one.
A hint. I'll give you a hint because I'm kind.
Cheap.
They also... named a baseball stadium.
Oh.
For the city.
Wow.
That they were founded and headquartered in.
Target. Dang. What's Target's?
Answer.
I can't think of the answer. I'm drawing a blank on Target's.
All right. The answer is Minnesota.
I knew it.
They have Target Field for Minnesota Twins.
I know. I knew it was up there somewhere. I couldn't remember the. I was drawing a blank.
Target is the second largest discount retailer in the United States behind this company,
Walmart.
There you go. It is currently ranked this number on the Fortune 500.
Number 7.
Incorrect. Number 38.
Oh, okay. Look, I couldn't get Target Field. How am I going to get the rink?
I thought Target Field would have been an easy one.
I kept drawing. I knew it was up there somewhere. For some reason, I had Milwaukee in my mind. I know it wasn't Milwaukee. That's Milwaukee County Stadium, right?
What's that?
Milwaukee is County Stadium.
Yes. All right, last question. Target was originally founded as the Dayton Dry Goods and is currently Target. What was it from 1969 to 2000, the company?
I don't know, FedMart.
Quick answer is Dayton Hudson. It was a merger in
1969. Oh, that's right, Dayton Hudson, that's right. Yeah, I used to shop
you didn't
there.
Know that.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
I'm
not a big shopper fan, shopping fan. I actually hate Target because we go there to buy one item and come out. She goes, well, let's get a basket. I go, we're only going there to get, like, we're going there to get dog food.
Sure.
Well, what do we need a basket for? Well, you know, I put my purse in here because we're in there for an hour. In there for an hour.
This is where it's nice to have an incredibly frugal wife. Is we go in there and we get exactly what we need, not an inch more. We'll look at the stuff that we want. Like I said, that cabinet, that accent cabinet we finally got, we've been looking at that cabinet for 2 years.
That's ridiculous. You can't take, there's a fine line. You can't spend, you shouldn't spend more than you make, but you can't take it with you.
Oh, I mean, I agree. But again, I mean, it's, again, I'm with Colleen, you know, she's.
The $80, I just don't think it's worth the aggravation.
Easily, because now we get to go to dinner.
No, because I sit there and look and I go. I map out. See, I'm thinking everything through I'm gonna have to carry that up the stairs. I'm gonna have to yell at my wife a couple times. We're gonna get in a fight because she's not gonna. She's pigheaded and she wants to do things her way, which is okay if she's right.
Yeah,
but on certain things she's not. And it's like, okay, I'm doing the bulk of this. You're just, you know.
Yeah.
Stop watching Grey's Anatomy. Stop helping me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to me, it's just easier to. How much is it ship? Like when we shipped that fireplace thing. We went.
Well, that makes sense. That thing is.
But we kept
ridiculous.
We went to three different Targets and went to two of them twice. Still couldn't.
It was funny. Our Target had it because when we got the thing, I was like, oh, that's the fireplace that they got.
No, they have it out.
Oh.
Display, but they don't have it. You can't.
Gotcha.
They keep saying, oh, we don't have. Because we first thought was you pull, you know, somehow you go to some stores, you pull a tag.
Sure.
We pulled up and they go, what's this? They go, if they had like these plastic things with the fireplace, well, it's we're want to buy this. They go, he's like scanning it, and it's not. He goes, I bring out like three or four people. It's like a whole conference call. Oh, I can't figure it. Oh, well, we have three of them. We go, well, we just want one. And so they come back and they go, oh, we don't have you in stock, but it says we have three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And every store we went to, every Target we went to, said the same thing. Oh, we got two of them. We got three of them. We got four of them. Oh, we don't have any in stock. Anyway.
Well.
It's just easier. And when I said, finally I said, how much is it to order it online?
Yeah.
Your mom goes, $70. I go, order it online. I don't care. I'm tired of driving to Target. Because what happens is we go to Target to buy that and we get something else.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it costs gas. My time is valuable. My time is money.
Yep.
Plus I get this. You get the same stupid look from the people working there. Oh, we have them in stock. It says we have them. And they're nice. They're nice enough. They're nice workers, but it's like, nah.
Anyway. All right. That's it for this week's Ramblecast. We'll see you guys next time. We'll have a review of Zero Dark 30.
Yep.
Which would be good.
I should, unless I'm dead, I should.
That's true. You could die by next Thursday.
I could
Thursday.
Die.
So.
And if that, well, yeah, that happens in, oh, well, hasta luego and goodbye.
So until then, on that cliffhanger.
Yes. Oh, wait. We didn't tell people who the British show to vote for.
Oh, yeah, sorry. British show will be Downton Abbey versus Doctor Who.
Ooh, tough choice.
That is a tough choice.
Tough choice for you British fans.
Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and
your mom was happy because we got two calls for Downton Abbey.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because we're using that number.
Nice.
I had set up another number, but I can't remember.
It's good to use that one so we don't lose it.
That's what I figured. I said we'll just keep using that for different certain things.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.